aftermath of an historic Supreme Court ruling. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade Friday, over a dozen states enacting trigger laws that either ban or provide severe restrictions on abortion. Michigan has a 1931 law which prohibits abortions. Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer telling CBS's Face the Nation Sunday what her Republican opponents are doing after the court's reversal.
All of the Republican people running for governor want abortion to be a felony, no exceptions for rape or incest.
GOP Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo that he supports the Supreme Court's decision.
This decision this week was a win for life, was a win for the Constitution, but it was also a victory over the intimidation tactics of the left.
President Biden is currently in the Bavarian Alps of Germany at the G7 summit, where they are having talks on topics including global threats and economies.
These strategic investments are areas of critical to sustainable development and to our shared global stability.
World leaders at the G7 summit also focusing on holding Russia accountable for their invasion of Ukraine. On Sunday, they announced a ban on imports of Russian gold. Russian forces hitting Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv overnight. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Lviv.
This is the largest attack on Ukraine's capital in 3 weeks. It happened at 5 a.m. local time. One person has been killed. At least five others are hurt, according to Ukrainian authorities. It wasn't just that apartment building that got hit. A playground right outside a local kindergarten was also hit. Thankfully, no kids were on it at the time. This all happened just hours before the G7 summit.
The Colorado Avalanche defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 Sunday to win their third Stanley Cup championship. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Rhode Island police officer is charged with assault following a Friday abortion protest.
John Lugo is charged with simple assault and disorderly conduct after being accused of punching Jennifer Rourke at a demonstration at the State House in Providence Friday. Lugo, who was off duty at the time, was running as a Republican for the same state Senate seat that Rourke, who is a Democrat, is also seeking. Lugo turned himself in Saturday, was arraigned before a justice of the peace, and then released. The Providence PD says Lugo has been suspended with pay pending an investigation. He has ended his political campaign. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
An alligator kills a person thought to be a minor in South Carolina. Fox's Phil Keating has the details.
According to an employee of that Myrtle Beach Yacht Club and community housing all around it, this was actually a kid, a minor, a victim under 18 in this tragedy. However, the Horry County Police Department still will not confirm that. The victim also has yet to be identified, even though this happened 2 days ago, nor has an official cause of death been declared. There are millions of gators in the U.S., spanning from Texas to Florida up to the Carolinas. Florida has an estimated 1.3 million, with a yearly average of 7 unprovoked attacks, which end up requiring medical treatment.
Vaping giant Juul is still allowed to sell vapes and flavored vape cartridges in the U.S. Pediatric specialist Dr. Frieda Fisher says vaping has not been proven in studies to be safer than traditional cigarettes.
When you vape, you're inhaling a vapor. So you're not actually inhaling that tar, but the nicotine is not all that you're inhaling either. Nicotine is very addictive and it's dangerous in teens. And also, there have been benzenes, diacetyl, things that can cause chronic lung disease and even cancer found in some e-cigarettes.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.